It's been a year since Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett reached out to residents of homes built before 1951. He said they should consider putting filters on kitchen sinks to prevent lead and aging service lines from ending up in the drinking water. Earlier this week, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explored the city's efforts to educate the public about the risk. Today, she looks at the bigger underlying challenge, the need to replace tens of thousands of lead pipes.
At a water conference last September, Mayor Barrett surprised many residents by suggesting families, especially those with young children or pregnant women, install water filters to protect them from lead contamination. Aging pipes in older homes can crumble, especially when disturbed, causing lead particles to flow out of the tap. Many residents scattered to purchase filters, including at Blifford Hardware in River West.
Starting price point is about $25, up to around $40, depending on the brand.
Meanwhile, the Common Council created a task force. Its chair, Alderman Jim Bohl, pledged to explore solutions.
We're going to have a discussion that some of you are going to say, why are we even doing this? Why are we raising this issue? And that's because there is no perfect panacea.
Longtime homeowner A.S. Wright says she's lived on the west side for 46 years. And even before Mayor Barrett recommended installing filters, she was concerned about her water.
I do have yellow water that was coming out of my faucets, so I stopped completely using it for drinking. I am retired, and I'm just not able to put any pipes in. And I just wonder, what could I do?
A few weeks later, when the mayor unveiled his 2017 budget, he called it the starting point of his commitment to remove lead pipes throughout the city.
We will use $5.2 million in 2016 and 2017 to remove lead lines at 385 licensed daycare facilities. The 2017 budget also provides funding to replace approximately 300 existing residential lines when they leak or fail.
Homeowners are responsible for the aging lead pipes buried on their property, the city for the side that runs from the property line to the water main. Barrett said if the city replaces its portion of a pipe, the property owner should do the same. He recommended an ordinance that would mandate property owner compliance. To make it more palatable, the city would cover two-thirds of the cost. City Research and Policy Coordinator Aaron Shapinski told the task force a property owner would pay no more than $1,600 that could be spread out over 10 years, amounting to
less than $20 a month on an extended installment plan to have the work done, lickety-split, and we will coordinate the construction.
But task force member Patricia McManus argued many Milwaukee families just get by on tight budgets. McManus heads the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin.
I'm concerned about people who have hung on by their nails to keep their homes. Right. And that's what I'm pushing for, is understanding of how people live their lives every day. I'm working with people who that $20 is a big difference.
Before the Common Council approved the proposal, some members asked the public to weigh in, including at a meeting at North Division High School. Ramel Smith attended, along with his two young sons. Smith believes the city should be held accountable for a threat residents did not create.
Well, it's not just my family. I mean, we want every child to have the possibility to grow up to maximize their potential. If we're doing things that we know that can put people on a negative trajectory from birth, it's something that we have to fix.
As the task force tried to get its arms around the lead pipe problem, it discovered the challenge might be even more massive. Members had thought that 70,000 homes, those built before 1951, had the aging lead lines. But they learned that homes built throughout the 1950s and into the early 60s also might be affected, bringing the total as high as 82,000. The Waterworks superintendent at the time, Carrie Lewis, said it's tough to nail down the number or location of the problem lines.
What's on the private side may be recorded, I am told, by plumbing inspection as a little note on the permit when the inspector went to inspect the installation in the house.
Lewis said the only way to be certain was to dig up the pipe and look at it. In the meantime, how is the mayor doing on his 2017 replacement target we heard at the beginning of the story? The city anticipates 480 new lines will be in place by year's end, a portion of which are daycares. That's about 70% of Barrett's goal. DPW anticipates replacing all of the license center's pipes by mid-2018. The city estimates it will take years and millions of dollars to replace all of the aging lead pipes. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.